Hey, hey, hey.
Hello, and welcome to the short box.
I'm Jared.
My name is Kevin.
I'm Donald.
Pow, boom. That was out of this world, or should I say out of this galaxy. Because today, people, we are doing another dream team.
We fooled around and fell in love.
That's right. We're going to pop in and hit you with some of the hottest tracks from the 70s, 80s, and that's it. Because that's, you know, kind of how it went with the Guardians mixtapes. Today we're going to do another dream team. We've done the X-Men. We've done some others. Today we're going to do, as I've referenced 1,000 times already, our dream team for the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Woo!
If you don't remember the rules, it's 7 members. And we usually have a team name, a team leader, and we just kind of choose our own teams. And we always go through them now so we don't have any overlap. Because our first time out, we had some overlap.
We did.
And it depressed a lot of people. And we had three, I think, attempted suicides.
Attempted.
I know someone got slapped.
I talked them down.
Yeah.
And this one, like the you know, this one's going to be a little different than, per se, like the X-Men one.
Right.
Which was just you had to pull from
mutants
and stuff and people that were associated with the X-Men.
Right.
This can be pretty much anyone from any universe thrown in to help protect planet Earth and beyond.
It could be anyone from Marvel, DC, Image, Valiant, Dark Horse, IDW, Gold Key, you name it.
But not from Eclipse.
Or from Harvey.
Just kidding. You can have Eclipse, people.
I don't know if anybody did.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
They don't really have anybody.
No.
Unless you did Miracle Man, I guess.
No. But I think, I don't know, loosely I chose, at least for me, spacefaring people for the most part.
Me too.
But you can go anybody. Especially now, what Guardians in the comics, I think Kitty Pryde is a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. Venom, or Agent Venom.
Oh,
you know what I'm
saying? That's done, actually.
Is it done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie Brock's Venom again.
That's right.
As it should be.
As it should be. So say we all.
The circle of life.
We love you, Eddie.
Symbiotes.
You're the only man who should be Venom, Mr. Brock.
So who's going to start out? Anybody?
Kevin!
Kevin raised his hand like a good kid. So Kevin, I'm going to call on you because you raised your hand and you didn't call out.
Okay. Mine won't take long.
Whatever.
But my team, I call it Atomic Devastation.
Sounds cool.
Yes.
Sounds like an 80s metal band.
It
does.
Atomic Devastation.
Opening for Faster Pussycat, Atomic Devastation.
Gwar.
It opened for Gwar. Yeah.
At the Roxy.
That's right.
If you open for Gwar, I don't think you're very high up.
That's true. That's true. God bless you, Gwar. All right, let's hear your team.
Well, my first team member, the leader, is none other than Adam Warlock.
All right.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Wait, why did you choose him?
I was just going to say, what's the deal with him?
Great minds.
We're hilarious.
Hey, when I was a kid, I thought he was an awesome character because when I started getting into all these space characters and I read the Infinity Gauntlet. And then after that, they had this thing called Adam Warlock and the Infinity Watch.
Right.
True.
And I thought it was so cool seeing this guy with the Infinity Gauntlet stand up to all the cosmic entities.
He was like the man, right?
He was the man.
He stood up to Thanos. Right?
I mean, people were like player hating on him too, essentially. I mean, you saw the different cosmic characters. Like, basically, you had the Living Tribunal having this trial with him and everyone, you know, presiding and saying, hey, you know, he should be removed. Get those gems off of him. He's not worthy, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he just being cool. He's like, hey, you know what? I'm Adam Warlock, basically.
The Infinity Watch was kind of like a Guardians of the Galaxy.
It was.
They all had each had a gem to
and,
take care of.
You
right?
know, a couple people were in there that are familiar. Drax the Destroyer
Drax
had
the Destroyer.
One of them.
That's right.
I like Drax's old costume.
Yeah,
me too.
Me too.
I like the cape. The cape and the little purple.
I wish they'd give him the cape in the movies. Just give him a cape. I love capes, man.
I know you do.
I love rocking the cape.
That's how Black Licorice was born.
That's right. But
For those of you who don't know, Kevin, I have a web series called The Blue Beetle, Ted Kord Returns. It's on rumblespoon.com. And Kevin plays a character called the Black Licorice. And he's wearing a cape.
He wears a cape.
Pretty amazing.
It was in his rider. He insisted on having a cape.
It was. Yeah.
I will not work for free unless I have a cape.
I mean, think about it. Back in the day, in the 19th century, you see some of the men, you know, they rock. I think Sherlock Holmes rocked a cape, and Dr. Watson rocked a cape, you know? They worked like a little...
Jacket thing.
A little jacket cape cloaks. Cloaks. Those are cool. Cloaks and capes.
Well, no, I'm just a cape. I like Superman-type looks and stuff like that. I'm always for capes.
Dracula.
Like
underwear on the outside.
Exactly.
Hey, Count Dracula, you know, rock that cape.
I used to just, like, I would wear my underwear all the time on the outside. It was a big problem.
Donald, come back inside. You can't get on the bus like that.
No, this was last year.
Donald, get off the roof. You can't go outside like that. Put down the bottle of whiskey. Get in the cop car.
Aww.
Now, Adam Warlock, just real briefly, his powers. He possesses a number of superhuman properties and powers derived from his artificially determined genetic structure. His bone and muscle tissue is denser than human, endowing him with superhuman strength and resilience. That's all. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
You know,
that's
just
cool.
It just shows you, you know, the
cool thing.
It's a cool
he's
thing.
A guy. He's got
good
things.
For you, Adam Warlock.
And he also has energy manipulating powers.
Sweet.
Especially, well, he had a gem, right? And
he had the soul gem.
He had the soul
gem. I got soul, but gem. I'm not a soldier. I got... Okay, never mind.
All right, let me move on here. I have a double muscle on my team, two people I'm using. One is Starfire, Coriander from the Teen Titans.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Very lovely woman.
Lovely lady.
Powerful woman.
Sexy lady.
She loves kissing you just to get to learn your language.
Yep. That's so I would, like, speak German just to get her to make out with me.
But here's the problem, though. What if she already knows Deutsch? You better think of something else real quick if you want her to kiss you.
Hola, mi amiga.
What if she speaks Spanish, too?
Oui?
French, she already speaks it. You better come up with something else, brother. Jeez.
Oh, it's a certain dialect of...
Dolphin.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, there you go. Kevin just became a dolphin.
I think so. He played for Miami.
Nice.
Very clever.
Zing.
Very clever. Now, the other double muscle I had in this group was Magnus, robot fighter.
Sweet, dude. I love Magnus.
That's Valiant, but he was actually
going all over the place. He was like Gold Key, Valiant.
Yeah. Dell at one point.
Dell,
maybe.
He was like all over the place.
Could be wrong.
But hey.
Usually am.
Can't go wrong with a guy who can kick some robot booty.
Mm-mm.
Says it in his name.
Says it in his name.
Yeah.
Hi, Magnus, robot fighter.
It's like a business card.
Yeah,
Magnus, robot fighter.
You know what? That's true.
They should make
They
should make like a comedy action series on Netflix.
Oh, man.
Or Amazon. Amazon, listen again. Fucking listen to us. Make
I know
a comedy action film with Magnus.
I know he's all over the place, but what's his name? Fillion. Nathan.
Yeah.
Would be a great one for
he
that.
He would.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah. Hey, Magnus, robot fighter.
Nathan, listen up.
Yeah.
Gives his card out.
Yes. And then he goes and fights robots. That'd be amazing. And they could play it like Z. Remember that show where, like, I think it was Z. Was it Z?
Wait.
With the alien lizard people?
V.
V.
That's it. Jesus.
Robert Englund was on there.
Right.
V was, I
v.
love that
could play
show.
It like V, where you don't know who's a robot and who's not.
And then they get their skin ripped off.
And then he's like, Magnus, robot fighter.
That'd
be so cool.
I loved V.
V was great. The original.
Yeah.
The remake that they did recently had a lady from Firefly in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The chick that played Inara. I'm sorry, lovely lady. I do not know your name offhand. I know Firefly fans are going to scout me for this.
The chick who played Inara.
Yeah.
Who else you got?
Well, my transporter is, you know, one of my top three favorite superheroes, Mr. Norn Rad, the Silver Surfer.
That's some power right there.
When you got the power cosmic on your side, when Galactus endows you with a little bit of his power cosmic, you can do a whole lot of good in the universe. So Silver Surfer would make an excellent team member, and he'll be the transporter.
Mm-hmm. Not just transporter, he's got power cosmic itself.
Power cosmic itself. He can do a lot of things, obviously.
Matter manipulation.
You got a lot of Marvel in there, Sonny.
Yeah.
I do, but also... Gave you a little bit of, multiple company guy.
Little Valiant Flare, I guess.
A little Valiant Flare there. Now, my brains of the operation is Solar, Man of the Atom.
Nice.
Yeah, you're valianting it up. Valianting it up.
Yes. Dr. Raymond Solar, you know, he has a super genius level intelligence. So he can be the brains of the group, you know, identify any cosmic threats out there from different universes that need to be evaluated and destroyed.
Right.
Then I have
who you got? Who you got?
Who I got?
Tell us.
I was going to go with Captain Atom, my quantum expert.
Shit.
My quantum expert.
Okay.
Damn. It's a powerful team.
It is. We ain't playing around.
That's a lot of energy absorption and energy projection right
yes.
there.
Yes. Hey, man, when you got cosmic threats and you got atomic devastation on the way,
yeah,
you got to do everything that's necessary to prevent it from happening.
Yep.
And then my wild card, hey, Lobo.
Yeah. Bounty hunter, intergalactic bounty hunter. Not bad to have.
Take out any nasty.
He's also like unkillable, right?
He's unkillable.
Yeah.
He's unkillable, yeah.
He could tear him apart. He's coming back. He could create like a little different versions of himself if necessary. Mm-hmm. So you know what? Lobo's my wild card.
His badass motorcycle and dolphin friends.
Dolphin friends.
Right.
And then, last but not least, my alternate member. You know, he's one of my favorite Star Wars characters, or probably my favorite Star Wars character. You cannot go wrong with the great 900-year-old Jedi Master himself, Yoda.
Schmuckola, Leakoda.
Yeah, Yoda.
Devastate you, I will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be good. A little wisdom there.
A little Jedi wisdom.
Green guy just hiding in the corner.
I'm digging it. I like your team.
It's a good team. Thank you.
I
guess it makes sense for me to go next because mine relates kind of to Kevin's.
Okay.
So I'm going to go next. I call mine the Guardians of the Grey.
Nice. I like that.
AKA the Guardians of Grey Morals.
Nice.
If you're protecting planets, sometimes it's not the wisest decision to have somebody that's like all black and white.
Right.
You need a little gray. And with that, my leader is Viril Drox.
Oh, I like that.
Regarded as Brainiac's heir, he has inherited his paterfamilias, high intelligence, and extreme Machiavellian ethics. Viril is the founder of the Interplanetary Police Force, known as Legion.
Right.
It was founded through outright murder when Viril and his allies destroyed a criminal drug ring.
Mm-hmm.
Chief Dox tries to manipulate everyone he comes across, not generally accepting when they did not follow his plans. He manages to contain and gain control of bounty hunter Lobo, speaking of Lobo. This is partly by outsmarting and outfighting Lobo and taking advantage of the bounty hunter's simple ethics of he never breaks his word, which is interesting. So that is my leader. Viril Drox would make a excellent strategist leader. He's really good at what he does, and leading people is something he's been doing for a long, long time.
And he's a pretty guy.
Right. That comes into form with follow-up with my transporter / wild card, Guy Gardner.
Awesome. Oh, you go with the red-headed, red-hot.
Yep.
Green Lantern.
Whether wearing a green or yellow ring, Guy never quits. He's the team's bulldog, the team's heart, and the team's rally point.
Ooh, quick question for you.
Yeah.
If you give him a red ring for this team, ooh.
That's true. He did wear a red ring.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he even had some alien DNA for a while.
Jeez. Oh, when he could like morph his
body. When he was Guy Gardner Warrior. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His powers, of course, we all know he's equipped with a power ring that is limited only by his imagination. He can construct a virtually limitless array of weapons and defenses from would-be attackers. He can also transport mass amounts of people using his ring.
Not only that, but he also had one of the most badass bowl cuts in all of comics.
That's very true, for a long time. So we're going to lead then to the true cosmic connection, Master of Persuasion, Star Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Isn't he a brother of someone we know?
Star Fox, a.k.a. Eros, is a member of the Eternals.
Mm-hmm.
That's a genetic offshoot of humanity that left for deep space from Earth years ago and settled on Saturn's moon of Titan. He is the youngest son of Alars, also known as Mentor, and Sui-San. And he grew up on Titan to be a fun-loving, carefree womanizer and adventurer, in contrast to his brother, Thanos.
Yeah, they're like polar opposites.
Thanos being a power-hungry, nihilistic conqueror. So, his powers. His ability to manipulate gravity, simulating psychokinetic esis. Star Fox has limited mastery of 500 extraterrestrial languages, guys.
That's impressive.
He's the communications guy.
Starfire
as well.
Would really, really love to meet him.
Yes, she would. They would make out for hours. Especially since there's a few things he does. He possesses exceptional healing capabilities and an immunity against any extraterrestrial diseases. He can harness his cosmic powers and enable himself to fly at subsonic speed. He can stimulate the pleasure centers in nearby people's brains, making them calm and open to suggestion using his persuasion skill. It has been suggested that when in physical contact and there's a direct line of sight between the subject and the target, Star Fox can use his euphoria effect to cause a person or persons to become infatuated with him, objects or people of his choosing, or simply to make others feel good while in his presence.
He gives orgasms.
Kind of, yeah.
Cosmic ones.
She-Hulk was really into him for a bit.
That's right.
And that's because of that. So Star Fox is kind of like my James Bond of the group.
Right.
Then we're going to go to my alien connection, Wildstar from Image Comics.
There we go.
Now, not many people probably know who Wildstar is. I happen to be sitting directly beside the Wildstar number one comic from Image, written by Gordon and Ordway. So I picked it up for 50 cents. Everybody still can, probably less. It's just a really cool cover. It's a really cool cover.
It has that classic 90s look.
Yep. It's got an embossed silver shiny cover with like blood and stuff. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful cover. Anyway, there's a miniseries called Wildstar Sky Zero. It revolves around a time loop that causes a future Mickey Gabriel, who's Wildstar, to keep repeating a section of time. In traveling back to the present to escape this endless repetition, Gabriel accidentally sets the time loop in motion. His future self gives the Mickey Gabriel of the present, the Wildstar symbiote, an alien weapon which grants him a variety of superhuman abilities, as well as access to memories of the post-apocalyptic future from which the time-displaced Gabriel hails. The original host of the symbiote was Bloodstar, a barbaric alien warrior contracted by another alien race to invade the Earth of the future as part of their quest for a certain special something seemingly endemic to certain Earth occupants.
That's quite a backstory. You will be quizzed on this.
Yes, there's going to be a quiz.
After.
His powers. He's empowered by the Wildstar, which is a member of a non-sentient species known as the Kalavon.
Duh.
Yeah. The Wildstar bonds with its host to become a distinct and integral part of the host's metabolism. It connects directly to the body functions that control glands and other bodily processes that chemically influence behavior. The symbiote then eats the body's chemicals that result from the host's negative emotions. The host, in turn, is powered by the symbiote's alien chemistry, resulting in its wearer being granted superhuman strength, the ability to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and invulnerability. His most devastating weapon in its alien arsenal is a force blast that is discharged by the wearer, short-circuiting the symbiote membrane's bio-circuit epidermis.
Duh.
So in doing that, it kind of damages himself, but it's an extremely powerful blast.
And if you look at the character, it looks like he's got this alien starfish thing, like, attached to him.
Right.
Which he does. Yeah.
So I thought he was cool. I was like, I'll put him on the team.
That's
looks
cool
really
character.
Cool. He's a cool guy to have. So then I'm going to go next with my silent assassin, Nexus.
Yeah, I so would have grabbed that guy.
Nexus is the title given to any guardian appointed as the conscience of humanity by the ancient alien race known as the Merc. The primary bearer of the Nexus identity is Horatio Hellpop. It's a hell of a name.
Yeah, Nexus is a great
Mr. Hellpop.
Right. Yeah. Chosen from birth to kill mass murderers, guys.
So this is like a different version, like a more advanced version of Dexter.
He will kill the shit out of you, yeah. His powers, telepathy. Nexus has proven on several occasions that he can communicate telepathically. However, his range seems to be limited to line of sight. Fusion casting. The primary power of several characters in the series, as well as Nexus himself, is the ability to fusion cast. The wielder needs a power battery. In Nexus's case, it's the Merc. The battery then channels power from nearby stars for a variety of effects, including disintegration blasts. Now, I just said that. Disintegration blast.
Yeah.
He will disintegrate you with a blast. Super strength, flight, and force fields that allow for protection against everything from energy weapons to the rigors of space.
Mm-hmm.
He's a strong dude. He could easily be my muscle. But I also have the spy, Space Ghost.
Nice.
Oh, you actually took me up on it.
I did.
Space Ghost, coast to coast.
Space Ghost. I went with him.
Yes.
He's got a cool story, guys. Space Ghost, a.k.a. Thaddeus Batch, a young peacekeeper, is betrayed by his quartermaster, Temple. After finding his wife and son slain, Oh, no. Guys.
Jesus, it got that dark.
Yeah, he's left for dead, but is saved by an alien named Salomon. After over a month, Salomon reveals to Thaddeus a secret he'd been keeping from him. He said that he was only going to share it with him because he knew he was a good man. He tells him how he was born into war and also created weapons. It was the creation of these weapons that killed everyone on his planet while he hid in shame and cowardice. When Thaddeus sees a ship, he asks if it works. Salomon can see the lust for revenge in his eyes and pleads for him not to follow that path. Donning the power band Solomon created and wearing a hood and cape, Space Ghost is therefore born.
Wow, I had no idea.
A character born of revenge.
I like it.
For the death of his wife and child. His powers. He is a highly trained peacekeeper. He has had extensive training in weapon use and hand-to-hand combat. He also has advanced alien technology, including his power bands that give him an edge over those that oppose him. The power bands each have three buttons, using them in different combinations. Space Ghost is able to deploy different types of blast powers. The bands are capable of emitting stun rays, heat rays, freeze rays, and can even produce a force field to protect him. Space Ghost also has an InvisoBelt that members of the Wraith had used. When using the InvisoBelt, he is able to become, guess what?
Space Ghost? Oh, wait. Invisible?
Right. Okay. Invisible. So he's able to become invisible as well as phase through walls and objects.
Oh, cool.
So pretty cool. Space Ghost is a cool spy to have. A cool guy to do recon for you, you know, to check out and see what's going on.
And a hell of a chin.
Right. And this one, guys, I apologize. I changed my list.
What the fuck?
I know. I was going to go with somebody else, and I changed my mind because I didn't think anybody else would choose Captain Adam.
Ooh. Well, there's two, though. Is it Alan Adam or Nathaniel Adam?
I chose Nathaniel.
Okay.
Yeah. His flight, he's actually, Nathaniel Adam was coerced into an experiment which bonded alien metal to his skin and sent him 18 years into the future, giving birth to Captain Adam, a superhero fueled by the quantum field. His powers, flight, enhanced abilities. Because the quantum field is based on his willpower, he has the ability to enhance his superhuman strength. He has techno interface, which is also kind of like a telepathy interface with computer networks and the binary system. So he can communicate with, like, computers. He has matter manipulation, time travel, and quantum field manipulation. He also is invulnerable. He has superhuman endurance, energy projection and manipulation, fast superhuman strength, and speed. He's just a cool dude to have. His name is Captain Adam. He's basically my strategist and powerhouse.
Yeah, he can do a lot. Yeah. He can absorb all kinds of energy and just shoot it right back.
Exactly. That's my seven.
Right.
Now, if I was going to go with an alternate to counteract your Yoda, I went with Darth motherfucking Vader.
Nice. You what?
Yes. I don't need to tell you guys what he does. I don't need to tell you guys who he is. You all know it. You all love him. This guy will do anything to protect.
You can't beat Lobo.
Yeah, I think Vader could really do some damage to Lobo. I don't think Lobo would know who he is. He's kind of a simpleton. Vader would just control his mind and send him on a blinding rage kill spree. Not a chance in the world for Lobo. Vader is an awesome character to have on my team as an alternate, just in case somebody falls.
Well, fine. Master Yoda would clean that up.
Okay. That is my Guardians of the Grey, a.k.a. the Guardians of Grey Morals.
All right, well, my team is the Guardians of Swashbuckling Badassdom, because this team is it's got a little bit of everything. And I could kind of definitely see them in the vein of the original Guardians of the Galaxy as far as, like, a team where you've just got a lot of different personalities. You got the straight-laced people, you got the wild cards, you got the arrogant assholes, you got them all.
Mm-hmm.
So my team leader would be... he goes by the name of Kalark. He's a Strontian, but we all know him as Gladiator, the praetor of the Imperial Guard. Which is why I actually chose him as my leader, because the guy's not only led the Imperial Guard, he, I believe, still currently runs or leads the Shi'ar Empire. He has superhuman strength, speed, stamina, agility, reflexes, and durability, psionic abilities, and flight. He is a virtual Superman.
Yes, he is.
And to keep with the overpower theme, I said, fuck it. I'll give myself another Superman. What's his name? Supreme.
Oh my goodness.
Supreme also has superhuman strength, speed, stamina, durability, breath, super breath that is, and vision. He also has, this is what I love, well, flight, but molecular adaptation to any threat. So he can take any punch, take any kind, pretty much he's invincible, unkillable. He's a badass. He's a hothead, but so is Gladiator. Pretty much this team is going to have a lot of arguments, so they'd be fun to read because they'd just be constantly like...
Going after each other
and fucking up the planets they're probably supposed to be protecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Gladiator, you killed 2 million people.
Exactly. So with those, even though, you know, Gladiator's the leader, with all these kind of hotheads, you're going to need some people who... So with all these hotheads, you're going to need some people who have a level head. So I chose Adam Strange.
There we go.
The spaceman himself. He is DC's resident spaceman.
True.
Wears a jetpack spacesuit that allows for sustained flight and interstellar travel. He carries an energy blast gun. He literally has a blaster gun. Generates solid light equipment via spacesuit. Can see into the whole electromagnetic spectrum. I thought that was a little cool thing to add. He's just a cool space adventurer. Adam Strange is the space adventurer. And he's a good guy. And he's always trying to... he gets transported to the planet Ran. And pretty much becomes their protector. So he's used to protecting a planet.
Nice.
So I don't have him as my leader, but I definitely as a guy. He's like the go-between, like, Gladiator, you know, maybe Supreme. Maybe we shouldn't, you know, decimate that planet since we're trying to protect it. And you guys are, like, going ape shit and fighting the bad guys and causing a lot of destruction. Let's tone it down a little. Bring it back, yo. Next up, another level-headed young man. I have Cosmic Boy from the Legion of Superheroes.
Interesting.
Cosmic Boy, Rock Kryn, he's a Brawlian. All Brawlians have the power over magnetism manipulation. He is like a Magneto. And as we know, Magneto has a shit ton of powers just being able to access the electromagnetic field of the Earth or, say, any planet. So, and Cosmic Boy also has a lot of experience in leading the Legion of Superheroes. He's another guy who, not only is he super powerful, he's another guy who could be a level head in a lot of situations. But I don't want to have too many level heads, so we're going to bring on the son of Darkseid, one of the new gods himself, Orion.
Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Orion...
He's an angry son of a bitch.
He's an angry son of a bitch. Immortality, super strength also. Speed, invulnerability, and endurance. He's a healing factor, a master combatant. The Astro Force, channeled through the Astro Harness, which is this awesome little harness that he flies around on.
Right.
And he could shoot out like crazy energy from
it. It's like a walker for
exactly.
space
people. A badass walker. And Mother Box, which is like... a technology that can allow for teleportation.
I've always liked that name.
Mother boxes are great.
Yeah. Like, oh, I need help. Give me the mother box. You know,
and they were like... pretty much like the first iPhones. If you look at them, like Kirby was like pretty much coming up with like an ultimate iPhone.
Yep.
It's like a thing that can just kind of do anything and get you out of any situation.
Siri, I think is what he called it originally.
Yeah. That's right. Siri box.
That's a song corny, but was there ever like a father box?
I don't think so.
No. There was a father hole, but that got them in trouble.
Indeed.
But Orion is pretty much my like, just space badass, almost like a barbarian of sorts. Then I got some quirky characters. I got Matter Eater Lad.
Yes.
I've talked about him before, Mr. Tenzel Kem. He's a Bismolian. All Bismolians are able to bite through and consume all forms of matter, including that which is supposedly indestructible, like Amazonium or Superman.
Does he drink Adamantium?
Or Adamantium.
Does he drink Pepto-Bismo to get...
He could technically be the guy that completely destroys Lobo or Wolverine, right?
That's true. He could just fucking eat them.
He eats them and just poops them out.
Yeah. And then they can make... Well, maybe Lobo can regenerate himself...
From the fecal matter?
From the poop, maybe? I don't know.
That's a good question. But can Lobo regenerate from poop?
Are you trying to start a fight between Lobo and Matter Eater Lad?
I would like to.
It'd be pretty great. He just picks him up and all of a sudden he's like... Like, he's about to kill him, and then he just gets his head bitten off. He's like, what the fuck, he's eating me?
He eats his hand, yeah. He just starts chewing, like, yeah, if he's like that guy Kobayashi or whatever the dude that eats all those fucking hot dogs.
Oh yeah, if he's
like him, he just you know, and like half his arm is gone, like half a second.
That's right.
That would be insane.
They should probably put him in Injustice.
Oh man,
well,
they
to me,
should.
He's such a wild card because you have a bomb. You know, we have this. There always is like some intergalactic threat of like this bomb's gonna blow up the whole planet. Like Matter Eater Lad, we'll take care of like all the bad guys fighting it.
You just go eat the bomb.
Start fucking working on eating that shit.
Galactus.
Yeah.
He could eat Galactus.
Start just chopping on Galactus.
Yes.
Right.
He's like, what is this?
And like by eating him, he'd probably absorb some of that power cosmic, right?
Which has happened before.
Holy shit. This is a big wild card, dude. Blowing my mind.
No, Matter
right
Eater
now.
Lad's one of my fucking favorites.
Oh my god. This is the choice.
Now what about
choices.
Molecule Man? Molecule Man is, you know, could he eat him and then would that actually turn out?
Don't get fucking crazy, Kevin.
Well, he already got crazy, so I'm about to get crazy.
I didn't pick Molecule Man, so I can't talk about him. Okay? I can't talk about him.
Okay.
But I'll tell you my last pick. It's funny because we all happen to pick Star Wars characters. And just in case you're going like, but you can't choose Star Wars characters. There was a fucking Star Wars comic book, motherfuckers.
Yes.
40 years ago.
Yeah. Many of them, in fact. Last but not least, I chose the bounty hunter, the one and only Boba Fett.
You know, Deadpool would like him. He would hang out with him.
Oh, I thought you were going with the lizard guy.
The lizard guy. Bosk, or what was his name? That guy.
Bosch, yeah. He's got a show on Amazon.
That's right. He's got a show. He's a really cranky cop.
Yeah.
No, Boba Fett, as we all know, is the bounty hunter from the Star Wars movies. The guy's got the Mandalorian armor. He's got his badass, like, sawed-off blaster. He's just... He's
got a jetpack?
Yeah. His jetpack, his gauntlets, it shoot lasers or rope or whatever. The guy has just been there, done that, and... Let's face it, he's just going to work for, like, you know, they're going to be pretty much hiring him.
And he's traumatized. Like, he saw his daddy's head get cut off.
That's
from,
right.
From Mace Windu.
I don't know. I never saw those movies because they didn't happen. Okay. Those prequels did not happen.
Okay.
They're not real.
Pretty sure they did.
No,
let it go.
It didn't happen.
Let it go,
he's
man.
He's not from New Zealand.
Let it go.
He's not from New Zealand.
You know, Jar Jar is the key to all of this.
That's right. So you can't go wrong with Boba Fett. He's a badass. But, so that's my team. And then my alternate... I just wanted to have some fun. I went with another Legionnaire. Everybody knows who Lornu Durgo is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the Car guy. She's from Karg.
I would.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you her name. It's Triplicate.
Triplicate.
You should date her. She would be a perfect person to date.
She's pretty simple. She's able to divide herself into three bodies.
Exactly.
You know what? And she's hot. So yeah, that
would matter.
Work out.
Eat her. Eat her.
Oh, Kevin.
This is a family show.
Poor taste.
This is a family
show.
No, say
it. If there's three of them, and if he needed sustenance...
If he ate two of them, like, I don't know if she could reproduce those two.
Hmm.
She might not
I don't
be
think
able
she
to.
Can reproduce them. In fact, I think that's what happened. One of them did get killed in the comics, and she became Duo Damsel.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, not as cool as Triplicate Girl.
Right.
But, you know, I just figured, hey, you've got three people. Three's better than one. Why not? Triplicate Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So on that happy note, that'll do it for our dream teams, our Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
dream
I
teams.
Think so. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Matter Eater Lad takes the cake, guys.
Yeah.
Well, he eats the cake.
Eat the cake, too. All right. You know, same old shit. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate and review us on iTunes. Facebook.
Wildstar says to follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, get on that Instagram.
Please
with a cool
watch
picture.
Our videos on YouTube.
Yeah, we've got some videos on YouTube.
Right. We have a whole video about Jared's daughter and him, Madeline, going and looking for comic books at Stanley's Comic Con.
That's right.
Pretty cool.
Check it out. Love us. Don't leave us. Because we'll always see you at the comic shop.